what the day's stories have in common, and where the analysis could be wrong. The identity verification story and the open models migration are not separate conversations. They are two sides of the same structural question. What happens when users decide they do not trust the terms of a proprietary AI relationship? Anthropic is betting that identity infrastructure and safety positioning justify the friction. The open model community is betting that capability parity makes the friction unnecessary. Both bets could be wrong in different ways. The confident claim embedded in both the day's open model coverage and the Marble Donnell post is that the capability gap between frontier proprietary models and well-tuned open models has largely closed for most production use cases. The stress test version of that argument starts with benchmark validity. HN commenters in the GLM5.2 thread specifically noted that benchmark suites tend to get saturated, models optimize for them, and scores stop reflecting genuine capability. If the real capability gap on actual enterprise workflows remains 20 to 30%, the open model case weakens significantly. A second embedded assumption is that the operational cost of running a capable local model is negligible. That holds for a solo developer running inference on a modern GPU laptop. It is far less true for an organization managing thousands of concurrent queries, where infrastructure management, model update cadence, and safety evaluation requirements add costs that do not appear in per-token comparisons. The fine-tuning result for Qwen3 at 0.6 billion parameters was genuine, but it also required expertise in training data preparation, fine-tuning pipelines, Qwen, and output evaluation that is not free or widely distributed. The signals to watch. Enterprise contract renewals with Anthropic and OpenAI over the next 2 quarters will indicate whether large organizations are switching in meaningful numbers. If Anthropic's revenue continues growing strongly as the open model narrative intensifies, the switching cost story is more important than the capability gap story. And growth in fine-tuning and inference hosting revenue at services like Replicate, Modal, or Lambda would confirm that organizations want open models but are outsourcing the operational complexity, a very different world than switch to local models and save money. The Apertus Sovereign AI project, the memory-safe inline assembly work, the personal account of a career built possibly on fraud, and a developer accidentally producing a Wiggle Gram share a through line, the technology industry's most consequential developments often emerge quietly from places other than the ones the industry is watching. The Munich 1991 workshop Schmidhuber describes took decades to propagate into mainstream infrastructure. Memory-safe assembly will not make headlines, but may shape what is possible in security-sensitive systems half a decade from now. And a developer's careful, unnamed account of suspected fraud may tell more about how the startup economy actually works than any quarterly earnings call.